At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser!
To beat Migs. I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there? Oh, we're having some phone issues this morning.
I love technology.
Danny, what should I do?
I don't know.
Maybe Danny, maybe you should fire off the other person.
Yeah, maybe I should. Let's
try that.
There we go.
Is that Richard?
No, it's the other one.
The other one. Sorry, Richard. Is this Dexter from Muckle T.O.?
This is
Dexter. What is up? I'm glad you made it through.
And this is why we have backups.
Yeah. All right, Dexter's ready to go. It's time for you to get out of here.
I'm afraid if I leave, I might not come back with the way technology is working.
Don't worry, Steve.
For those playing at home, Dexter has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What fruit comes in Bing and Rainier varieties?
Cherries?
Yes. How many state capitals are named after presidents?
7, 8, 9.
No, no, no. Which mechanical drawing toy features a stylus and aluminum powder?
That's just good.
Yes. In the movie Spaceballs, what planet does the bumper sticker claim to love?
Alderaan?
No.
Uranus.
Yes. How many stomachs does a llama have?
3.
Yes. What MLB team plays at Petco Park?
Oh, pass.
What is the origin country of pho?
Vietnam.
Correct. Which TV show character taught chemistry at J.P. Wynn High School?
Walter White?
Yes. Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Darkness.
Can you be more specific?
Night.
Yes. Which Billy Joel song features 119 historical references?
Pass.
What Major League Baseball team plays at Petco Park?
The Angels.
No, but you got 7 correct. That is fantastic, Dexter.
Thank you.
Yay. Here he comes. What's up, Steve?
I made it. All right. At least that's working.
But are you ready?
All right.
What fruit comes in Bing and Rainier varieties?
Cherries.
Correct. How many state capitals are named after presidents?
2.
No.
1.
No.
6.
No. What mechanical drawing toy features a stylus and aluminum powder?
They're all Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes. In the movie Spaceballs, which planet does the bumper sticker claim to love?
That would be Uranus.
It would be. How many stomachs does a llama have?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. Which Major League Baseball team plays at Petco Park?
That would be the San Diego Padres.
Sure would be. What is the origin country of pho?
Is it the Philippines?
No.
Vietnam?
Yes. Which TV show character taught chemistry at J.P. Wynn High School?
Mr. Belding.
No.
Oh, wait, Walter White.
Yes. Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Knocking up a woman.
No.
Night.
Yes. Which Billy Joel song features 119 historical references?
We didn't start the fire.
Correct. Steve, with time to spare, you got a score of 9. And that is a win, 9-7. Sorry, Dexter.
That's okay. We can't win anything.
Danny, I also cannot hang up on him.
Oh, God. Okay. Did he just say, well, we can't win in everything?
I'm the best.
I feel like that should be the motto of our radio show. Can't win at everything.
The only one you got wrong was the number of state capitals named after presidents. Just four.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on your big victory.
Do you know which four?
I can't remember.
Okay, good.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message. We get messages on there every day, and some are very interesting.
Somebody has an issue with their wife, which is pretty interesting, and another person wants to talk a little bit about Ozzy.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Radiohead.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
It is a very cool thing that you can do to communicate with us. Just open up your Odyssey app and you can use the microphone icon to leave us a voice message. Yes. Steve, what is the situation this morning?
We got a lot of voice messages, some about Ozzy, some about Julio Rodriguez. Hopefully we'll get to those. But first, let's start with somebody who's having some issues with his wife. And he refers to her in a very affectionate way, as you're about to hear through the Odyssey app. Here's our voice message.
Does everyone else have that debate with their stupid wife?
It's always a great way to refer to the person that you love, the person that you shared your vows with in sickness and in health and stupidity.
Yes.
Yes.
Have that debate with their stupid wife about what kind of food they want to eat every night.
Oh, okay, context. If you're arguing over that, yeah, you're right. She is stupid.
So stupid.
Yeah, I feel like this is an argument that every relationship has.
I swear to God, it happens at least 3 times a week for us, and we can just never agree on what to eat. So we came up with a system. The person that doesn't want to pick the meal, they get to decide between 3 types of food, like Mexican, Italian, Greek, whatever it may be. And then the other person gets to pick the restaurant.
Huh.
That's the only way that we can ever really come to an agreement, is if somebody just blindly picks a restaurant based on the type of food. Is there a better system, do you think?
I mean, it's not a bad one. I mean, that's something that kind of like my wife and I end up doing, but it's always like, what do you want? Sushi, Thai, or Indian? Or sushi, you know, teriyaki, or Indian? It's always like those kind of three. Yeah.
I saw someone, you know, share a strategy in this situation recently where you say to the person, guess where I'm taking you for dinner tonight?
Oh, and if they say...
And then they go, sushi? And you go, yes!
Even though you didn't really...
Even though you didn't really... You didn't pick anything. You just make them say what they're thinking.
Might I recommend, especially... you might want to recommend this to your stupid wife. Have a kid and then let your kid pick everything.
Oh, my gosh.
For a while, that worked great with Tatum because she would like... We would give her the options and she didn't know what the hell they were. So she would just say whatever one she thought sounded cool. But like, all right, let's go there. Now it backfired because whenever we ask her what she wants for dinner, it's the same thing every freaking time.
Chipotle?
Yes. I swear we have definitely contributed to Chipotle staying in business.
Oh, I love that. You're like a stockholder.
So what you're saying is having a kid saves a marriage?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. 1,000%. Yes. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
Did you guys hear about Sharon Osbourne having to kick Motley Crue off of the bill because they were insisting on getting paid and making a profit, and Sharon was not having it? Sounds like a real D move, Vince Neil.
I do love that we're just blaming Vince Neil, not Mickey Six, not Tommy Lee, not John Five or Mick Mars, whoever's playing guitar at this moment. That's just a rumor.
Yes.
Hasn't been confirmed yet, but it does seem like that makes the most sense because
of all bands that should be there to celebrate the career of Ozzy, Motley Crue should be there. They toured
a
bunch.
Great history, for
yes.
sure.
They snorted ants together.
They sure did.
I think.
Rumor has it.
Yeah, and I did hear there's one band that she's going to out, and there's been a lot of rumors of which band's going to be. Is it Kiss? Is it Slipknot? Is it Motley Crue? I feel like Motley Crue makes the most sense.
It sounds like Motley Crue.
Yeah. You know what? You said your husband, though, enjoyed watching some of the Ozzy show.
Well, he hadn't seen all the Axl footage yet, so... Yes. I played him some of that last night, and he was flabbergasted, I would say.
Did he think Axl Rose sounded like Mickey Mouse?
Sounds like he's singing in lowercase. We saw a comment that said, "Welcome to the mumble," and another one that said, "November pain."
Oh, man. The thing is, I did watch back some, and we'll talk to our friend Ann, who was there at 8 o'clock this morning. She was, Ann Watson, she was there at the big show over in Birmingham, England, to get her feedback, because I did watch some cell phone footage out of fairness, because I'm like, man, was he that bad? And I have to say, yes. No, I'm kidding. He wasn't that bad when, like, you're not hearing it through that mix. The mix
sure.
did not do him any justice.
Oh, that poor guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure poor is definitely not a term that I use when I talk about Axl Rose and how much money he has.
The Daily Mix Show.
Matt Cameron made a big announcement yesterday that he is, in fact, leaving Pearl Jam after 27 incredible years with the band. So a lot of people are already very curious who is going to replace them. And there are many fans that are already bringing up their original drummer. So we're going to chat with PJ's original drummer, Dave Cruzan, at 7:20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yesterday, we stumbled upon some pretty jarring news that Matt Cameron, after 27 years with Pearl Jam, he is stepping down from the Pearl Jam drum riser for the final time. And so we thought, who better to talk to than someone who's part of the Pearl Jam family, and that would be Pearl Jam's original drummer, Dave Cruzan, on with us this morning. What's up, Dave?
It's early. Thanks for having me.
It is. Well, Dave, we have very exciting news. You know, that one of the great Seattle bands is looking for a great drummer, and we were hoping to offer you the spot. Our friend Taryn Daly has a saxophone jazz outfit called Sax in the City, and they need a new drum kit.
Oh, sweet. Yes. So when's rehearsal? Let's go.
How was your phone yesterday? I got to imagine not just us knuckleheads were hitting you up, wanting to chat with you. I got to imagine a lot of people were sending you messages on social media on your phone when the news came out.
Yeah. I had a message yesterday morning, and I didn't know what was going on. But yes, it's slowly kind of got rolling there, and people are hitting me up. I'm like, I have no idea, you know, what the band's up to, but very surprised to hear that from Matt, but you know, excited for him and his new adventures, whatever he's got planned, and looking forward to hearing that. And
I mean, it feels like it's kind of a wild time to be a drummer in the rock world. There's been a lot of, like, you know, shakeups and lineup changes and things of that nature. Is it just because, do you think, Dave, that people are getting to, like, you know, maybe a certain age that they're needing to take better care of their bodies? What is the kind of general consensus that you feel is happening out there?
I have no idea. A friend of mine pointed that out yesterday. He was listing the amount of bands and drummers and changes, and I don't know. I've just been going through it for 30 plus years myself. So to me, it's just, you know, Tuesday. I'm used to this stuff. But yeah, I have no idea. I guess, yeah, we're this, you know, our generation of bands, you know, yeah, we're getting up there. So that could definitely play a factor. I could see that. You know, I'm pretty beat up myself. I've had a lot of surgeries and or a few. There's some wear and tear that happens for sure. So I don't know. It's a great question. I have no idea, really.
Yeah, I think I saw some interviews with Matt Cameron where he did talk about how he didn't know how longer he could go and do a grueling, extensive tour schedule because he was doing like ice baths and all the toll that it takes on a body as a drummer. I think it is on a different level than like a guitarist or a bassist or a singer, obviously, with the vocal cords. But your body is going through a beating, especially if you're hitting as hard as like guys like you do.
Yeah, well, Matt, for sure. Like, I mean, he hits real hard, so I could see that. Whereas Charlie Watts had more of a laid back, you know.
The human metronome.
Yeah, yeah. He just kind of, you know, did his thing for that whole time. But yeah, I can imagine. And plus they played, you know, like 3-hour shows. Yep. That can't be easy, you know.
So I think a question, I would talk with Dave Cruz and Pearl Jam's original drummer. I think the question a lot of people would have is, and it had to feel good to know that, like, as soon as the news came out, a lot of people were bringing up your name. Like, oh, it'd be great if they brought, myself included, it'd be awesome if Dave Cruz came back. What a cool thing. And you recently did play with them some shows when Matt was sick. Would that be something that you would be interested in doing? And if so, how does that even, like, would you be like, shoot a text to like Mike McCready, be like, are you up right now? Can we chat? Or like, how does that even, like, what's going on in your head right now?
Yeah, knock, knock.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, dude.
No, oh my God. You know, as crazy as my phone was, I could only imagine those guys' phones. You know, it's just, it must be nuts. Of course, I would love to jam with those guys again anytime. They know that, you know. They know that. It was great. You know, the Hall of Fame thing was amazing. And then, yeah, sitting in with them, it was like no time had passed. It's just kind of effortless getting to play with those guys. So, I mean, off court, I would love to.
And maybe I misread something, but when you did play those shows, was there talk, was it you had mentioned something that were like there was talks of potentially like getting in a studio and recording some stuff just for fun together as a group?
They did say something like, you know, maybe, you know, it'd be great to get together again at some point, but that was pretty much it. And I didn't, you know,
yeah,
I didn't want to, so let's go, like, you know, when I'm around, let's, you know,
is it like one, yeah, of those friends that keep saying, let's get lunch? I'm like, well, when are we going to get this lunch? You keep saying, let's get lunch.
You know, it's so funny because when I was in the band, I was kind of last to know anything anyway. So I could get a text, you know, this afternoon, hey, be here at 5. No, those guys, they keep you on your toes. I don't know.
And we're talking with Dave Cruz. And Dave, we have to play a song real quick, but I was hoping you could stick around because, as we do know, Pearl Jam is now going to be in need of a new drummer. And I wanted to put our friends Taryn and Danny to the test and have you judge it because neither one of them are drummers. But I found online Pearl Jam's Even Flow, a song that you play drums on, a drumless version of it. And I've got some drumsticks and I thought, let's see if they can play the drums to the song and have you judge it. Would you be up for that?
I'll give it my best. Yes.
Going to be very humiliating.
I think, and they'll give it their worst.
You can give Dave Cruzan a follow on Instagram at Dave Cruzan. We're going to have more with Pearl Jam's original drummer after Even Flow. After 27 years, Matt Cameron has left the Pearl Jam building. So we have been chatting this morning with Pearl Jam's original drummer, Dave Cruzan, about this wild news that was very unexpected. Dave, thank you so much for being part of the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Also crazy to think that he was in the band for 27 years. I don't know why that just ages me like in an instance, because I feel like he has not been in the band that long.
No.
Yeah, I know. I kind of felt the same way. I read that.
So, Dave, while we have you on, I thought it'd be kind of fun because I came across a drumless version of Pearl Jam's Even Flow, a song that you played drums on. For those that don't know the song, of course, this is the song right here. One of my absolute favorite Pearl Jam songs. And I read online, before we even get to the challenge between Danny and Taryn, I read online, is it true that it took like a ridiculous amount of takes to get that song recorded when you guys went into the studio to record it?
It took a few, yes. There are many factors at play there. Many factors. It's funny because I was talking to somebody once, I think it was an interview, and I mentioned that, and I think that story has grown.
Yeah.
And then they were on Howard Stern talking about it, and I'm like, I should have just kept my fat mouth shut. I don't know why.
As someone who's been in the studio, I know I agree on a different level than you, of course, but like after like one or two takes, I'm like, I'm good, guys. Can we move on? Because that seems that's like, as a drummer, it's like one little flub, you're like, oh crap, I got to do it again. Can't we fix that in post?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. These days you can just AI it, I'm sure.
That's a good point. Yeah. Back in the old days where you had tape and a razor blade and you had to like cut things up just to be able to make it work right.
So, Steve,
they did.
You would like to put us to the test with Dave Cruzan this morning.
To have Dave judge how good of a drummer you and Danny are. So I found the drumless version. I kept a little bit of the drums just to kind of guide you. So, Taryn, of course, we don't have a drum set, but we do have drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a notepad and a table, which any drummer probably started on at one point. What did you start playing drums on? Was it pillows, pots and pans?
All the above.
Yep.
All the above, yes.
All right, so are we ready for Taryn to try?
Let me count it down. Just kidding.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I think we got the idea now. All right,
yeah.
Danny.
All right. Here we go. I don't need that, Taryn.
He doesn't need that.
I have my drum kit ready to go. Are you ready?
Yes. We'll start at the vocals on for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Potentially the next drummer of Pearl Jam, Danny V.
Yeah.
You shouldn't hit the microphone, though.
I didn't hit it. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I think we got the... Dan,
wow.
Dave, first of all, my apologies.
Yeah.
Very humiliating.
Who would you say of the two is the better drummer?
Well, I'll give it to Daly, you know, for the win. But I really appreciate the... I think you worked your coffee cup in there, which is always nice. And left hand going off. Very cool. Yeah. Hard to say.
A lot of pizzazz in there.
Also, I think it's a smart call to go with Taryn because Danny broke, I think, the lid to one of the things he was hitting. So you don't need that kind of reckless behavior behind a drum set.
What? That's true. Yeah. You're technically furious.
Well, Dave, thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for listening to our drum audition. And thanks for just chatting about this new era of Pearl Jam that nobody really knows what it's going to look like yet. But we'll definitely have to keep in touch because there's, you know, a lot of excitement around the corner, I believe.
Absolutely. Can't wait to hear what they do next.
And
thanks for having me, guys.
And for you, what's going on in the world of music for you to let our audience know? Is there a way that they could check out some new music from Dave Cruzan or to see you live? What's going on with you?
No. Well, I'm playing in a band called The Vases with my buddy Ty Willman, and we're playing in September, and we're playing in October with Sweetwater at Numo.
Nice.
It's Numo. I'm blanking on the actual date, but it's in October, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And we played with them here in Tacoma in May, and it went great. We had a great time. And so, yeah, I got that, and then my buddy Noah Lebenzon, I've been doing some recording with here at my studio, and keep them busy.
That's so awesome, Dave, and we will see you at that next gig for sure.
Awesome. Great. We'll see you there. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Take care.
You too. Peace.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? I just want to point out that, Steve, you have 68 losses right now. So today could be a very nice day. It could be.
69.
Was anyone listening by chance to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540 to get three of the correct answers to the game? Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.